for your friend. Here he comes.
Hi there, Anthony. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of our service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here, being that you have a young company. Happy Monday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It was okay until I had to pay $5,000.
Really?
That's a completely unrelated incident to my business, so.
Oh, I see. That. Okay, all right then. Well, you know, the reason that we're calling, of course, and I know that you use Google. You know that when people don't know who to call, which is a lot of the times, they Google it. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
No, I pretty much get the gist of it. Yeah, if we could get down to business and get a price, we might could get something going.
You qualify for a reduced rate because you're less than a year in business. You qualify for a free website because you're less than 3 months in business. So you'd be looking at a flat rate of $199.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. The website's included. And, of course, we're going to link the website to a Yelp listing that we'll create for you, a Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, the search
engine.
And y'all
would obviously give me, like any passwords or whatever I would need.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. You'll have full access to everything that we create. You'll have what's called the client dashboard, 24/7 access. You'll have a username and a password. You can open up the information. You can see exactly what we're talking about. And, of course, we're not going to publish anything without talking to you in depth about the services you want to provide.
Oh, if it's about the business, I can go ahead and tell y'all now. I don't give a shit. Go ahead, post it.
Is it Anthony Moore Services? Is that how you want your company
to
be branded? Now, is the phone number, and you're Anthony Moore, right? Moore is your last name, M-O-O-R-E. The phone number that we're speaking on, Mr. Moore, is this the same one you want your customers to call? Is it the business number?
Yeah,
it is.
This is my direct line because I'm technically the only employee, so yeah.
Oh, gotcha. I hear you. That makes sense. And then I imagine it's a smartphone, so you can receive a text message on that number. Now, an iPhone, okay. And the website that we will be building for you, I mean, most of the time, you'll simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. You'll get calls directly to you most of the time. On our website that we'll build, though, people can leave their information, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they do that, you get a text message and an email. So you'll always know right away, Anthony, when someone is trying to contact you, and, of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still that same flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. What is a good email address, though, either for you or for your business?
AMOOR3422@gmail.com.
So your first initial and then your last name with the exception of the last letter E, right? AMOOR and then 3422 at Gmail?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, the other thing I wanted to ask you real quick, because I did see, and it's actually on an Angie's Leads or Home Advisor profile, which, of course, is a very different service, but they've got you at a physical address, 1709 North Main Street, Lot 27. But if you could correct me if I was wrong, what I'm asking is there is no real address to promote for your business, right? You are service-based. You go out to customers, no one comes to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's perfectly fine because Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home or truck, you know, and if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical address, so you'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and, of course, with the content that we'll create, you'll be found throughout that wider service area. Tara was pretty specific about the counties, the surrounding counties, and where you most want to be found. Websites included, like I said. Now, what I'm going to do, though, I'm going to reduce the setup fee. The setup fee is $299 normally, but I'm going to take $199 off of that setup fee. I'll take two-thirds off of that setup fee. The setup fee is there to help us create the content, not the website, but all the content we need to get your website and your business on the first page. Normally $299, I'm going to take $199 off of that because I saw that you've got an Angie Leads profile, and whether you like it, love it, hate it, or want to stop using it or don't want to stop using it, you're using it. And that's what allows me to use a promo code, not specific to that service, but simply for a business that's paying advertising elsewhere. Although I do reduce my setup fee more for something that I know is very expensive, and I know that that is. So instead of taking, you know, $20-$30 off, I'm going to take $199 off your setup fee. Just a $100 setup fee, Mr. Moore. It only attaches to the first month. Every month after that's exactly $199. Never any taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, nothing like that. Calls come to you, so there's no third party involved. And whether you do 50 jobs a month, 60 jobs a month, recurring clients, obviously it's still that same fixed flat rate. Now, I've got the information that I need to schedule what we call a client interview. Now, this is going to be tomorrow. One of our technicians will give you a follow-up call. We're going to want to talk to you about how you want your business branded, hours of operation, forms of payment you accept, mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business. If you want us to tell everyone that you're knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, honest, responsible, any of that, and we're going to want to hear that from you. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. And Mr. Moore will take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, just those basic questions and a couple of others. What I need to do today, though, and it's required of us, as we are Google Premier Partners, it is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the subscription costs as well as the setup fee, that we're even including the website, etc. And, of course, although it is recorded, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question. It is pretty straightforward, though. I am, like I said, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Anthony, is that fair enough?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Moore, give me just 1 second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Anthony. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Anthony Moore Services.
Perfect. And Mr. Moore, that's exactly how I do have that. And then, Anthony, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My first and last name?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Anthony Moore, I guess owner.
Mm-hmm. That would definitely make sense. You are the owner and operator, sole proprietor. And Mr. Moore, as the owner of Anthony Moore Services, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Anthony, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Moore, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Anthony, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Anthony, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Our job is to make sure your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is, again, month to month, no contract. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Anthony, we ask that you at least give us that heads up so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Moore, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're actually going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We'll do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying, reducing both the setup fee as well as the subscription cost, with the website included, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 24th of October, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month moving forward at a further reduced rate of $199. Yeah, it is $199. It's $199 a month, and that first month just has that setup fee. Like I said, I took $199 off of your setup fee, so you're saving $199 there. You're saving $200 off of the cost of the service every month. Well, it would be $199 for the first month. It's $199 for the first month, and then there's a reduced setup fee that attaches to that first month, which is a $99 setup fee. If that's okay for you, I just want you to be clear. We're reducing your setup fee.
I know you said you was taking $199 off of one price, and then now all of a sudden I'm paying $299 today.
Well, that's why I'm trying to explain it to you. There's a setup fee that is normally $299, and I took $199 off of your setup fee. So now it's just a $100 setup fee. The first month is billing proactively. So it's like your rent. You bill on the first and you're good through the end of the month. I mean, we're going to build your website in about 3 or 4 business days. So your billing cycle is the 24th to the 24th. The payment today includes the payment for the rest of October and November all the way up to the 24th. So that's the $199 is the cost of the monthly service. And then I took $199 off of your setup fee to make that setup fee just $100. And that setup fee only attaches to your first month. So the first month is $299. Every month after that is $199. The setup fee is not for the website. The reason it's normally $299 is we need to spend almost 100 hours creating the content necessary to get you on that first page. We still have to pay those people. But I want to reduce the cost as much as I can because I think you're probably spending good money on leads that are not so good all the time with the Angie leads. I want to save you as much money as I can. I just want you to be clear, though, on what the cost would be and if that's still okay with you.
Okay.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of numbers and everything gets a little bit confusing at the beginning, but bottom line, you're saving $200 every month off of the subscription cost. And then you're saving $199 on top of that because I'm taking that $199 off of your setup fee. Normally it would be, $399 plus $299. So you're looking at, $598 normally instead of $299. So you're saving 50% off your first month, and then again 50% every month after that. So even with the setup fee, it's still more than affordable. Yeah, and no one wants to pay $600 a month unless you're making thousands of dollars. And you know, I wouldn't want you to pay that either. But you're new in business, so that saves you the 50%. You are using that other service, which costs a lot of money. I know without you telling me, because I talk to business owners all day who tell me that that service costs them a lot of money and doesn't always make them a lot of money. So I took off more of your setup fee than I normally would. I might have only, you know, taken $100 off or at the most usually. But yeah, so it's $299 for the first month. That's today's date, the 24th. Recurring billing is $199 as an exact amount to the penny. It'll never go up. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. It's a fixed rate, so you're grandfathered in. Even if our rate goes up, your rate never will go up. The website's included, meaning we'll build, host, maintain, and even update that website for you, included at no additional cost. We do sometimes sell that website for $3.99 as a standalone feature, but I'm including that as well. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, almost 70 directories, all the relevant content, voice-activated searches. Let's see, you've also got mobile platforms and in-home devices like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course Siri on a smartphone. It is a month-to-month service, completely at will. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. Mr. Moore, you can do so by contacting our client support team. All that we request, Anthony, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Anthony, do you understand and agree to the subscription and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. And then that actually concludes the voice verification. Anthony, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, Anthony?
MasterCard debit card.
MasterCard. And is that your name then on the card, first and last, any middle initial?
No, sir. Just Anthony
okay.
Moore.
Anthony Moore. You said it was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
The credit card number? Or the card
yes,
number?
Sir. Yeah, if you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
You let me get to it, you know what I'm saying? I will.
Oh, sure. No problem. Is that bill at the, you said 5-6?
No, you started talking as soon as I started talking, bro. What do you want?
Oh, I was just going to ask, I didn't know how far you were walking. I was just trying to, you know, speed up the process here. That bill's at 1709 North Main Street, the home address,
yes.
38401. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm actually ready for that number then whenever you are, sir.
Okay. It's 5218-7090-5047-0197.
The expiration month and year?
926.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
252.
I've got 252-252 on the back, September or 09 of 2026. Mr. Moore, the card itself was that 5218-7090-5047-0190.
How'd you get 90? I definitely said
1097. Yeah. I apologize. It's the end of the day. I saw it. I just didn't read it. I apologize for that. Now, you're going to get a confirmation email in the next couple of minutes here through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd actually be happy to give you that information now.
I don't have a pen handy, so I'll just wait
for
the email.
Not a problem. Yeah, you'll get the email in the next couple of minutes through our automated system. Just so you know, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. That email address will also be on that confirmation email that you'll get in a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You may even receive that text message. You'll receive the text message as well as that email. You might even receive the text message before you receive that email, but when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things. Like I said before, I do need to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that call, but we do schedule by the hour. Let's see. So we're looking at tomorrow. First available is 9 o'clock. Last available is 5 o'clock. One exception would be 4. 9 would be fine? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll schedule it from 9. It's a one-hour window. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it won't get to you right at 9 o'clock, maybe 9:05, 9:10. I'll actually call you before that. To connect you with your client interview technician. I'm not sure whose calendar it will be on, but I'll know that in the morning when I give you that follow-up call. It would be shortly after 9 o'clock. I'll get you off the phone pretty close to 9:30. I'm going to send you also a calendar invite. The invite's more for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And you don't have to respond to it, but it's going to have your username on there, which is your phone number. Area codes included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. Your phone number is just the number 866, I'm sorry, the username, I should say, 866-323-3870.
The number has never been 866. How in the fuck are y'all fucking up that bad?
You know, because I got about an hour of sleep last night. I apologize for that, man. My eyes are pretty blurry, and I apologize. It's your phone number, 863-323-3870. It's your phone number. You'll get it by text and email. 863-323-3870. Correct. All right. So did you get either the text message or the email that our automated system sent out to you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. So if you open it up, scroll down to the bottom, just confirm that you are Anthony Moore, and we'll give you a phone call tomorrow. We'll get everything all set up and squared away. I definitely appreciate your time. I apologize for being tired. I don't know if you've ever been tired and have said something that you didn't mean, but that certainly was the case with me. And I hope that I've still been at least respectful of your time. I appreciate you being respectful of my time as well. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you and looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. In the meantime, if you can, start thinking about photos that you want to have on your website, and we'll ask you to email those photos to us tomorrow so we can start building out that content.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, Mr. Moore. Well, let me ask you, did you have a chance to open up either the text message or the email?
I did, man. I'm trying to go through it now. Like, I thought this phone call was over, man.
Yeah, I apologize. I'll call you tomorrow. We'll set up a security question, and we'll get your client interview done tomorrow.
It took me to the Local Splash login, and it's asking for a username and password.
That's perfect. You can stop right there. It's just our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. You're not, and your tracking system hasn't been activated yet. It's just our automated system trying to do its thing. Coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using soon enough to access your tracking system. When we do have that tracking system activated, which is in a couple of days after we do your client interview, when there is something to track, we'll send by text and message your username, which you've already got, and your password, which you'll have at that time.
Yes, sir.
All right. Like I said, I'll call you tomorrow. We'll set up the security question, and we'll get that client interview taken care of tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you.
I appreciate your patience, Mr. Moore. Apologize if it took a little longer than it should have, but you have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks again for your time.
Yes, sir. You have a blessed day as well.
Thank you. You have a blessed day, Anthony. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
All right.